Now today, we're jumping into stories about belief. Now I'm not sure if I should give a warning to sensitive listeners about this story or not. Let me just say that some men, all men, they might find themselves a bit squeamish at some point. James Kenyon, he was born and raised in Colombia with his dog Lucas. And when it was time for Lucas to stop making puppies, James brought Lucas in to get fixed. Snap judgment.
He gave me a small jar with Lucas's testicles inside. There, it is a standard procedure to give to the pet owner whatever tissue had been removed in surgery. The same way like a patient is given like liters of fat after a liposuction. Yeah, it is. I think it's a matter of trust, or rather lack of it. You know, like it's like you need to see it to believe it was done. Anyway, I put the jar with Lucas's testicles in my backpack and I went home. That night, I took out the jar and I showed it to my brothers. My brothers, they looked at it like from a distance and they were like, ew, and they made faces, they were disgusted. They looked like sushi bowls, you know, it was like. And then one of my brothers said, I wonder what it feels like to hold someone else's balls in your hands. And then they all started laughing. It was, of course, a joke. I wasn't being targeted or anything, but because I was so insecure and I was carrying this big secret, I felt like I was being attacked at the moment. And I got anxious and nervous. And then I looked down at the contents of the jar, and all of a sudden I felt like the panic was going away, or rather that it was transforming into like a sense of power or control that I had never known before. And then I took a deep breath and I just said, I'm gay. And I said it out loud because they were still laughing, and then they grew quiet. They looked at me like waiting for me to tell them that I was just joking. In that particular moment, I could back down and said that yes, that it was a joke, or I could stand my ground. And fortunately, you know, I was still holding the jar between my hands because I could swear at that moment that it was Lucas's balls that were giving me this bravery. And so I said it again, I'm gay. And in case there was any doubt, I just added gay as in homosexual. And that was it. Then everyone was really quiet. And my two oldest brothers, they looked calm, you know, more like resigned. And then my brother, the one who had made the comment, he was just confused and embarrassed. And my youngest brother started crying. And at that point, I just left the room. I think when I was 5 years old, and I know that sounds very premature, but that's how sure I was. I knew that I was attracted to boys. And from that moment, it was just a struggle. Coming out may be one of the most difficult tasks you confront in your life as a gay man or a woman. For me, it just happened. It was then or never. And I actually had that opportunity, you know, that chance of taking it back. And I mean, there's like a long tradition of literally believing bravery comes from the balls. You know, testicles are always a metaphor or even a slang for having the courage to act, to do something. Thanks to Lucas's balls, I decided to go ahead with it. I buried Lucas's balls in the backyard of my house, and I marked the spot where they live. And then every time I went to Colombia, I visited, and it was like a little shrine. I made sure that they were there for me. You never know when you're going to need an extra pair of balls.
Big thanks to James Canyon for sharing his story with The Snap. The piece was produced by Julia DeWitt, the sound design by Leon Morimoto. Additional thanks as well to Lucas, without whom this story would not have been possible.